It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Georgia and Ole Miss play on Saturday, 3:30, ABC, in Oxford, Mississippi. Going to be a huge ball game. Georgia's favored by 2.5 on the road. And, you know, this going back to the beginning of the season when you're analyzing Georgia's schedule, say, man, tough road schedule against really good teams. It's going to be hard to go undefeated against that road schedule. And they haven't. Obviously, they lost the first game at Alabama. They played, I don't know if it's their best game, but it's certainly their best win. I think their best performance from start to finish, and I know it wasn't even from start, but probably was against Clemson.
First game of the year.
Yeah, first game of the year. Just because of what Carson Beck did in that game against Texas. He was turning the ball over in that game as well. That's the biggest win they have for sure.
Right.
Yeah, this is such an obvious statement, but it's the most important thing. He just can't do that anymore. It has to be done with. And however they go about fixing it, maybe this is how. Kirby, after the game, after they beat Florida, after he had another 3-interception performance and other good parts, said this in the locker room.
Carson Beck, get over here. It's your city. Get your ass up. It's hard. Listen to me, guys. It's hard playing that position. It's hard when people want to criticize you all the time for how you play. And every time we needed this guy to step up on third down, he doesn't. He overcame a lot today now. He didn't play his best game. But I know this. We can help him play better by playing better around him. Does everybody understand that?
Yes, sir.
Hey, team on three. Team on three. 1, 2, 3. Team.
Yeah,
he's absolutely correct.
That he is.
He's absolutely correct.
He's correct about it, but it's also just, in my opinion, and maybe I'm overstating it, you can talk about it because you've been in locker rooms and situations like this. It just feels like the right tone to strike with a guy that needs something like that.
Yeah, I mean,
not everybody needs that. He feels like a guy that needs that.
Well, I mean, it's crazy because we've mentioned it, and I love, Greg McElroy, where he was saying these things about Carson, and basically start the season, wasn't trusting his guys. That's why he had the check downs and everything like that. And then probably listening to whoever's talking about his draft stock because he's not throwing the ball and then forcing the ball. And so I know that and Bo, could you please play 31 for me? Because I also wanted to hear Aaron, 32 with Aaron Murray talking about it.
Okay.
Because obviously Aaron Murray played quarterback at Georgia, knows a lot about the position. But he said this, and he's absolutely correct.
Carson has gone from what I would say a year ago was playing within the system, being a quote-unquote game manager, to now feeling like I have to be an all-star. I have to be that first-round quarterback. I have to make all these elite throws every single play instead of, like yesterday, where the plays just come to him. When the play is there, he makes it. There's enough plays in a football game, and Bobo is going to give you enough opportunities to make big-time throws down the field.
And the thing about it is playing that way that Aaron's talking about is the reason why you were coming into the season as a top first-round pick.
Playing in the system.
Playing in the system.
And not, thriving in the system, but playing in the system and not trying to do too much when it's not there.
Yes.
Yeah. Had him as the projected number one pick coming into the year. And a Heisman favorite and all that kind of
stuff.
Exactly.
And the way this Carson is playing has dropped him out of the first round.
Without question. I mean, who knows? But I wouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust him.
Yeah, and so that's where he is right. He's stuck between that. And the thing with it is I don't know what to expect this Saturday.
Yep.
I honestly don't know, don't know what to expect because they're going to throw the football. I know it's going to be raining and everything. Georgia is going to throw the football. You know, and so how – because they took the ball – after the third interception, there wasn't a lot more passes down the field. Like, the touchdown passes were all screen passes and stuff like that. And so you want to mix that in and everything. But, yeah, he's got to play within himself. I think when I saw him beginning the game and he got all this eye black all over his face, what the hell are you doing? What, you think you're going to war or something because you're back in Jacksonville or something like that? Take that blank off your damn face and go play quarterback. You know, that was just my thought process. I'm not saying it had anything to do with the performance.
Yeah, but it might have. It might have.
Like, what are you doing?
Why
are you doing? Why are you doing too much?
It's right. Doing too much is probably the right way to put it. And it's hard to say because in this era of college football, quarterbacks and guys that are getting tons of NIL and attention and what's going on social media and all of that are probably going to be prone to do too much. Like, it's easy to want to do that when everyone's telling you all yes. those sorts of things. So, okay, is it possible? Because that is the part of it that's so unknowable. Is like, okay, he did that last year within the system. Great.
Right.
Now he's doing this. Is it because of all that? Is it because of something else? Who knows? Can it be made clear to him? Can it get through to him at this point of the season? Like, whatever you have to do to ignore that stuff,
mm-hmm.
stop doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Stop throwing it into double coverage. Stop turning the ball over. Stop doing all the extra nonsense and just go be a quarterback.
Yeah.
But, like, that's hard. That's hard to put the toothpaste back in the tube on all that,
absolutely correct.
But like, he's a brand now.
He's a, you know? But you don't need him to be a brand.
I know, but you
he
know,
is. But
you,
he is.
You don't.
Yeah.
But he doesn't view
and,
it that
and
way.
And I can't look at it because I'm not going to, you know, I'll never knock nobody to get their bread on.
Sure.
Get yours.
But boy, is he going to get a heck of a
but
lot
you're
more,
get
if, he
a lot more
better.
If you play better.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so I don't know what to expect in this game. I know he can't throw three interceptions. They beat Ole Miss.
No.
I know that.
They'll probably lose.
Because Ole Miss.
Although, I don't know. They beat Texas
they
and
beat
threw
Texas.
Three interceptions.
And
they damn near beat Alabama.
Who's better, Texas or Ole Miss?
I think Texas is better than Ole Miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you look at it from, I mean, but they're loaded, man. We were just talking. I mean, Parrish Jr. is a hell of a runner. Got 10 touchdowns
yep.
already.
Yep.
Harris is a big time receiver.
Now he's hurt.
Yeah, but they said
he didn't
was
play last week.
They say he was close to playing last week.
Yeah, okay, okay.
Yeah.
I was just reading something this morning, and they were still not committed.
Okay, because I know they said he was close last week.
But they scored 63
yes,
points
without him
and didn't have him.
And
last
Watkins
week,
has got 7 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. I mean, you went to the sack thing. I mean,
yeah, they got 42 sacks.
Yeah.
They lead the nation in sacks
and
so
Nolan,
far this season.
And what is it? Nolan only has 3 of them. And we mm-hmm. know who he is. He's the big time D tackle, mm-hmm. going to be a first round pick. Mm-hmm. But I mean, these dudes get after the passer. And they're able to affect them. And you know, they're really good against the run. And you made a great point. Are they good against the run? Because teams don't throw the football.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they're always behind.
They give up a very low yard per carry average,
yes.
which to me is the one that probably matters because people aren't running it against them very much. So yards per game aren't going to be very high. But they're also only giving up like 2.3 yards per carry,
yes.
which is good.
Yes.
And it makes sense, too, because they're really good on the defensive line.
Yeah.
They're
I mean,
really
Georgia,
good in the trenches.
Georgia in the line, you know, Ratledge is back and everything. They're going to pack their lunch. It's a big boy game right here.
It is.
Because Georgia has always had the advantage over Ole Miss and damn near everybody else right there.
Mm-hmm.
And now you look at Ole Miss and where they are with these big-ass defensive linemen. They're not just good. They're athletic as hell. And Georgia's going to have to, you know, again, obviously got to play your best game. But if they play their best game and Carson does not have the turnovers, Georgia should win by at least a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
At least a touchdown if that goes down like that. But I just don't know if he can.
I don't either.
I don't know.
I know. I mean, and that's the thing. That's really what it boils down
to
at this point.
And you don't want to play too careful.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Again, and that's what I mean by
you don't want to play too careful.
It's a really hard thing. And I'm not even talking about the I'm a brand, I'm an NIL, that kind of stuff. It's a really hard thing to be the right amount of careful, but at the same time let – because this is what we talked about with Carson Beck last year, remember?
Yeah.
At the beginning of the year because he was really careful and they were being careful with him, right? Because he was new to starting and they wanted to make sure what they had and they knew that they could win on defense anyway. And then as the season progressed, they opened it up a bit more.
Right.
Carson Beck was allowed to do more. He trusted himself to do mm-hmm. a bit more as the season went on.
Yeah.
Maybe he's trusting himself too much.
I don't know.
But also you want that.
Yeah.
Like, That's what makes it so complicated with Carson Beck. Because
yes.
the team has everything that you would possibly want to win. And he's got everything you want in a quarterback.
Yes.
Except he just throws way too many interceptions.
Yeah, I mean.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.